He Said, She Said, Lecture 11. Who Talks More? Public and Private Speaking.
In this lecture, I'll be addressing two related issues. One is a question that has intrigued people for millennia, I would say, which is who talks more, women or men? The second is the issue of what we might think of as public and private speaking, the very different domains of using language in personal relationships, for example, at home with close friends, in comparison to using language in the public domain, for example, at a meeting or in a sermon or a political speech. If we think of those extreme examples of personal relationship and political speech, then it seems like a very clear dichotomy between private and public. But in fact, most situations are some sort of blend between these two. So, for example, you have a meeting. Many families have family meetings. That's a little bit more public-like than a private conversation at home. What about if you chat with your boss at the water cooler at work? It's kind of like a private talk, but you are quite aware that he's your boss or she's your boss, and in that sense, it's a kind of public speaking, or talking to a salesperson that you never met before. So the distinction between public and private speaking isn't a clear-cut one, and yet still, I think it's a key in a way to answering that first question that I posed, who talks more? This one is especially interesting because the stereotype is that women talk more. For example, there's a linguist named Jennifer Coates who has written about gender and language, and she points out a number of old sayings that capture the idea that women talk more, and I'll just give you two of the sayings from her list. One is, foxes are all tail and women are all tongue. Here's another one. The North Sea will sooner be found wanting in water than a woman at a loss for a word. Here's a more contemporary reflection of this idea. It's a joke that my father likes to tell, and perhaps one reason my father likes this joke is because he has lived his entire life with only women. He grew up without a father. Instead, he had a mother and a sister, and I have two sisters and no brothers. But this is how the joke goes. A couple comes before a judge. The woman is suing her husband for divorce. So the judge turns to the woman and says, "Why do you want a divorce?" And she says, "My husband hasn't talked to me in 5 years." So he turns to the man and says, "Sir, why haven't you spoken to your wife in 5 years?" And he says, "I didn't want to interrupt her." Now, when I tell this joke to groups of people, I usually notice that the men are laughing somewhat more heartily than the women. This impression that women do all the talking and men are silent does come up in people's private conversations as well as in research. So, for example, a classic study back in 1962 by Mira Komarovsky, it was called Blue Collar Marriage, points out that many of the wives that she interviewed said that they talked more than their husbands. One woman said, for example, "He's tongue-tied. My husband has a great habit of not talking," another woman said. But what do we do with these stereotypes and even research findings in comparison with the research findings in the field of gender and language, which repeatedly find that men talk more than women? For example, one classic study was by Barbara and Jean Eakins, who tape-recorded 7 faculty meetings at a university. They found that with one exception, men spoke more often, and without exception, men spoke longer. The men's turns range from 10.66 seconds to 17.7 seconds. The women's turns range from 3 seconds to 10 seconds. In other words, the longest turn by a woman, 10 seconds, was still shorter than the shortest turn by a man, 10.66 seconds.